B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, well, maybe we owe Joe Murray an apology here, as he, quote-unquote, reported earlier that since the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin was going to be canceled, he wondered if the same might hold true for the St. Patrick's Day, for the Boston St. Patrick's Day parade. You say the Boston Globe has something on this now, Joe?
Yes, the Boston Globe has reported, will Boston cancel Sunday's St. Patrick's Day parade in Southie because of the coronavirus?
Well, that's a question. It's not a report.
I have to log into this thing to read the rest of it.
Okay.
Well, they still have that break. Don't they do any breakfast before 2? Yeah, breakfast where they all crack on each other. Arr, everything's all green.
Is that the same day?
I think it's the morning, right? The Charlie Baker got
the ball busting breakfast? Or is that a different...
It's on the Sunday before.
All right.
Oh, so that should be yesterday then. We didn't see any of it. Like Marty?
No.
There's still another Sunday.
Do you know what I saw over the weekend for the first time?
What?
You know that Hyundai commercial with the...
I
saw the Lenny Clark...
Jordan.
How good has been the Lenny Clark one?
You can park your car.
You got a cup holder?
Yeah, I got a cup holder.
What recliner?
It is so Lenny and so great.
And like, so much better natural. Than the car one.
Back your car.
I called Lenny. After I saw, because there's two versions of it now.
He was out
in Aspen or Vail. He was doing something. He's like, I said, I just want you to know, that commercial is what the other commercial wanted to be. What you and Elliot did.
Yes.
That was what they were trying to do.
He was skiing because they want them stupid one single person jumpsuits on. It's a full zip up, like blue one. Like, what are you doing, Lenny? You look like a bird. He's going to call in now. I know it. You had to bring him up.
What? You don't want him to call?
That's a great commercial, though.
It is a great commercial. All right, so the NBA sent out a memo to teams saying that should it come to this, you should prepare yourselves for playing games in arenas with no fans.
Should
only
you?
Essential personnel. Talking about players, coaches, trainers, refs. It's really about it. No one else involved, no one else let in. Should the coronavirus force them to stop holding mass gathering events.
So one thing to bring to this is that these games would be indoors where...
No, I thought they'd be outside, like on a cruise ship or something.
Well, what they're saying here with the... I'm reading this Boston Globe story about the parade because I care about that more than
the games. Yes. Okay.
Because the parade would be outside, it's less likely.
As do I.
So...
It's less likely that they would cancel it?
Less likely they would cancel it. It looks like Mayor Marty Walsh, his office said on Monday that the coronavirus risk in the city remains low.
Sharing drinks.
But added that the situation is evolving rapidly day to day.
Sucking face.
Okay.
Sharing drinks.
Now, the soccer matches that were held without fans in Europe.
Those were outside.
Those are open-air stadiums. But that's a larger gathering of people than, I don't know, how many people they expect for the St. Patrick's Day parade?
A lot.
Yeah.
You ever been to that?
I don't know.
Yeah, once.
I sat on a front...
Once in 20 years.
Sat on a front step of a guy's on 4th Street or whatever.
Oh.
Just shenanigans.
Was it a year ago or 2 years ago when Conor McGregor...
It was last year.
When he was pumping
then he
his...
went to the Bruins
He
game.
Was pumping his alcohol.
Whiskey, yeah.
It was whiskey. That's right. And he walked in and said, let's go. Go, Brad Marchand. Let's go.
Oh, boy. I think we got him on right now. Lenny.
Hey, Harry. How you doing?
What's going on? We were just talking about you. What a coincidence.
I heard Joe said, geez, you'll probably call in now. Now, Joe, I did admit that suit I was wearing was like a giant Smurf suit. But it was, I do it for the kids.
Oh, sure you do. Where'd you get it at? Where did you get that suit?
I bought that at a fire sale out in Vail, Colorado.
Do you mind if I tweet it out?
No, you go. You don't have to. You guys are great. You do whatever you want. Okay. You know, I love this show. Come on.
Of course you do.
Lenny, could you imagine, let's say, for instance, you were taping a special, but because of coronavirus fears, they wouldn't allow anybody into the audience. It'd be impossible for you to do your job without people there in attendance, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it'd be horrible. I mean, now, the Celtics have never played to an empty house, but some of these teams have played to an empty house.
Well, yeah, Zoe brought it up earlier. I said, Zoe, would you ever play in front of no fans? And he said, I pretty much did. You know?
That'd be like you and Giggles up the street there, Lenny, when nobody shows up for your shows, right?
Oh, come on.
I hope not. We got three this Saturday night.
There it is. There it is.
All right, I'm tweeting it out right now, Lenny. Oh, my God.
Hey, Lenny, I have a beef with Boston accents in general, right? Like, obviously, people see you, they're from Boston, but, like, do you get sick of it when you see it in a movie and it's being, like, completely stretched out? Like, I'm actually kind of over people using the Boston accent in general.
Two quick stories. One, I read for Cheers, and I went in and they said, well, you're the funniest guy I've ever had in. I said, so am I on the show? And they go, no, you're never going to be on the show. I said, why? I said, you don't sound like anyone on the show. I said, that's because none of them are from Boston. This is how we sound, you idiot. And so they never used me on Cheers. Then I went for an audition for a Boston movie, a Lenny Clark type. I don't want that really. No, you're not what we're looking for. What do you mean, you son of a bitch? I am Lenny Clark. And they go, yeah, just like that. And I didn't get the part.
Read for a Lenny Clark type and didn't get it.
Yeah. Now, that Hyundai commercial, they'd call me for that. And then I called my buddy, you know, George Albrecht at Albrecht Automotive, Uber and Toyota. I said, do you have Hyundais? He goes, no. They go, no, can do. Because I'm a Toyota guy, Uber and Toyota.
All right.
George Albrecht.
Well, you're a man of principle, Lenny. We've always
known that about
you. Thanks, buddy.
I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
We appreciate it. Thank you,
best.
Bub.
You're the best. All right, Giggles.
I got a new Sunday show. That's going to be amazing.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I got displaced by the gambling degenerates. On Saturdays. So, yes, Sports Hub Golf Club moving to Sunday mornings at 7 starting April 5th. There you go. Do my own.
Hey, Lenny, real quick, how much new material do you have on the coronavirus?
Oh, my God. Jeez, I had to stop. They told me I couldn't do it. You know, because I flew back
from
Vail. I flew back from Vail yesterday, and I was dozing off, and this Chinese woman walked by. Completely black with a black mask. I woke up. I thought it was a ninja. I was afraid. And they said, Mr. Clark, you've got to calm down. I go, I just woke up from a sound sleep. I got this ninja bothering me. Yeah, they don't like it. They're all upset about it.
Thank you.
We love you, Len. See you.
Excellent.
Love you, guys. See you later, fellas. Bye-bye.
Damn coronavirus.
He ain't lying. Was that movie with Chris Farley? He did the...
the Tommy Boy.
No, he was in...
Oh, the Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja. There you go. I thought you were doing the airline.
No, he did. Scene. No, but he was dressed in all black, I think, in it, right?
We got to step aside. Maybe talk more coronavirus. Maybe not. Oh, we got CBA updates for you too for the NFL. Good.
Oh, get back on track.
Maybe, yeah, let's do that.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Where are you 10 days later, a week before Tom Brady is eligible to talk to other teams as we get closer and closer to free agency and D-Day?
I, Adam, am in the exact same situation and position and thinking that I was then in regards to my expectations about where Tom ends up. Now, I don't know where he's going to play next season.
Yep.
I just maintain that I would be very surprised, stunned, shocked, if you will, if Tom ends up back in New England. That part has not changed whatsoever.
It's Adam Schefter's podcast. Jeff Darlington tripling down on where he thinks Tom Brady is going to play. Shocked, stunned, if Brady is back with New England. So nothing has changed on the Darlington front. 617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle here today. And some of this hinges on the CBA, as we've been told. The Patriots can't put together a real type of offer for Tom Brady until they know what things are going to look like contract-wise next year and the year beyond and the year beyond. So to that, there is something that I guess could be construed bad news if you want a resolution to this thing today. And that is that the voting for the CBA has been extended. Players now voting on the proposed CBA through 11:59 p.m. Saturday, right? It was supposed to be...
Yeah, it's like a two-day extension, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What are we putting this off for now? Like, what in an additional 48 hours do you need to process through your head, whether you approve this or not as a player? You give me this and put it in front of me, allow me to read this, or... My union rep comes to me and says, guys, you got by tomorrow to make your decision. You know what? I'm going to work on this part of it today. What is today? Today's Monday, right? What's your date there? This is the day Biggie died, 1997, okay? So 6 days after Biggie dies is the day we're going to come to an agreement. What are we doing? Now we're extending this. We're extending the Brady's. It's just, right? Because you can't go to Brady because the CBA's not done. We don't know.
Well, that's what they're saying.
You know what the CBA is. You're part of the owner. The Saints said they want Breeze back. Breeze says he wants to play for the Saints. Saints said, we're not going to negotiate until the CBA. Okay. But you know what? To Brady's defense, Breeze knows he's going back to Michael Thomas, the best receiver, the highest paid receiver in the game. He's going back to, the tight end at the Saints side because Gronkowski held you hostage a year ago.
Jared Cook.
Oh. Who's the running? How's his backs? His back's any good?
Do pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Stability. Yeah. I mean, kind of turnkey there, right? See, Brady really doesn't feel it's turnkey here then. All the other stuff, the outside stuff, his ability to not show up in the offseason, that's turnkey. Problem is talent's not turnkey right now for him, besides Edelman.
And I feel like this is the first
time. And James White, I'm sorry.
I feel like this is the first time Brady's actually had control over himself and his whole entire Patriots career, right? And everything he's ever done has been, you know, he's been upset before. They've given him contracts. They insulted him with incentives a few years ago, which he didn't hit, and they still won the Super Bowl. So I don't know, man. I just think for the first time in Brady's life, he's actually in control of what he wants to do.
Right.
But I do think ultimately he wants to stay in New England. I think he wants to see if they're going to make moves. And if they don't, I think the Patriots are going to say, hey, if you go look, go find out what your value is. I think they want to know what his value is too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I hope they do make some sort of move to maybe make things go, okay, there's the move. Now maybe Tom Brady will come back.
It's probably not going to have any impact on the Patriots, but the notion that if the deadline for the player voting on the new CBA has already been moved to Saturday, what they now want is to have a move on the franchise tag deadline moved also.
Yeah.
All right, because teams are saying, well, we can't franchise guys by the deadline, which was around the same time as the CBA deadline, without knowing what the CBA is going to be, because that impacts the contracts and everything else. So they're trying to get that moved also. But as we know, Brady can't be franchised in New England. And is there, you know, every other player on the Patriots, though, and their contract status with the team has pretty much been brushed aside in terms of our conversations. I'm sure not in Foxborough, but in terms of what we think about, we haven't talked about any other player on this team for 2020 and beyond because Tom Brady has dominated the conversation. But is there anyone that the Patriots would look to be franchising this year?
No.
Is there anyone else like this looming potential doomsday scenario about
right.
another player that we haven't talked about because we've been so focused in on Brady?
See, that's interesting because like McCourty and Hightower, two contracts are contract to go maybe at that time because you're either at that top level or just that next notch below it as far as being the top tier in your group or your grouping of free agency. And it's nothing to really shake it at to say an older guy can't pick it up because this time last year we thought Earl Thomas was not going to make the type of money he ended up commanding on an open market. We were floored when that money came in from Baltimore. So I don't think like McCourty can't get that type of money if he hits it elsewhere. Like somebody will pay them. You know, there's always money out there at a single position if they fall in love with that one player. And Earl Thomas was a big change to that defense, even though he said he was going to kick Chris Henry's ass, and he ran all over him. Made him look like a little kid. Yeah,
how much can the Patriots defense afford to lose and still be an effective defense? Now, we thought they were all world for the first 8 games last season. They turned out to be human. They turned out to be mere mortals after all. But how much can they afford to lose in terms of personnel before they are not a suitable complement to hopefully whatever they're going to add to the offense for the team this
combination
year?
Combination of the front or the rear end? Meaning, you lose a combination of both Hightower and Van Noy.
That's a real problem.
That's sort of irreplaceable. I mean, it's the easiest thing to say. You lose a guy like Gilmore, you're not going to be very good in the back end. Stephon Gilmore allows you to play man, but the policing.
But with Gilmore, you're fine.
Say you lose Chung and McCourty in the same year.
Okay, now this is what we're talking about.
You could keep Chung and, say, Daron Harmon and get through it and figure it out opposite him. But you can't lose Chung and McCourty in the back end at the same thing. They need Patrick Chung more than people think from a physicality standpoint in the back, a communication standpoint.
Communication, leadership.
Injuries
and
are
maybe
starting
they
that
lose
up.
A linebacker too in free agency. He's a guy who can play in the box.
Totally, you get these 8-man fronts now. These whole hybrid type things, and look at what Chung's been through too, off the field too. Like they, like they shows you how important he is to their defense. He's our guy. No, he even got a raise last year. That's how good and how important he is to them. They still need Chung.
I tell you what, out of all the things that have been kind of brushed by the wayside, and you wonder whatever happened to, I don't know what happened with that. Has it been resolved?
Yes, I believe it was resolved. I can look that up.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll probably have a suspension. I assume.
We know that there's more hearings taking place in the Robert Kraft situation in Florida. I think those are scheduled for May. We still don't know what's going to come of the league's investigation into the Patriots and the filming of the sideline. We have no idea. How long is that? Oh yeah. You have to think about what the hell I'm talking about for a second, right?
We keep forgetting about it.
But they still haven't said anything.
Yeah.
Nothing from the league yet. When did they wrap up their investigation on that? Weeks and weeks ago.
Well, they want to make sure they'd be very thorough. I'd be very thorough.
As far as we know, everything was done. Everyone was talked to. Everything had been investigated.
Right.
Everything had been looked over. What's the holdup? What's the holdup? But we don't know. And we will not know if the players accept this CBA now for 2 extra days, as they've been given a deadline, not Thursday, Saturday. Teams want extra time on franchising players, and we're probably going to have to wait that much longer for the Patriots to put together a real offer for Tom Brady. Whether they need the CBA in place or not, Zoe, that's their built-in excuse. Got to wait to see what's going on with that CBA. Can't talk real numbers until we know what the parameters of the new CBA are.
It's their hall pass. Got a pass here. I gotta wait.
So
even though we put it together and we understand it as a league and as an ownership group and us, one of 32 in the world at what we do, sort of have the parameters to it.
Can't you have both?
A little bit of a basis.
Can't you have an offer ready to go based on whether that CBA is accepted or whether or not it's not. Can't you have two? Here's package one. Here's package two.
It's not even that. It's just Patriots fans want to hear, we want him back. Even though that Robert Kraft has said, we sure hope so. Like, our hope is to have him back. They want to hear Brady say, I want to come back. They don't want to hear Brady say, I got patience and being on the phone with Dana White.
Nobody knows anything.
Please come to Vegas. And even though I'm a Boston guy and... You know, I'm looking forward to vacation here. I'm going to get away. How do you get the most important decision? Your organization is hanging in the balance. Your brand is hanging in the balance. And the guy's going to go away on vacation right before it just to get away. Hope he washes his hands.
Will he go to OTAs?
No.
Whatever team he goes to?
No. No, but that's the point.
If he goes to a new team, does he attend?
He goes to Vegas.
OTAs?
He's going to OTAs. He's there day one of the.
To wrap up that Patrick Chung thing, it's done. I thought it was kind of funny because I looked it up. No, stay out of legal trouble for 2 years, 40 hours of community service, in monthly drug testing. Just in case anyone cared.
Okay. All right.
It's wrapped up.
Yep. Fair enough.
I don't care.
See? Come to an agreement.
I kept on steroids. Hey, I mean, just let's go play.
See how easily that can be, you know, taken care of? Maybe admit to a little something, but not all of it. Yeah. You know? Yeah, take your punishment. Light punishment as it is, right? Stay out of trouble.
Everclear, 4 drinks.
Will do. Thank you.
4 drinks, Everclear.
What?
4 drinks. Had 4 drinks at Everclear.
I have.
Yeah, something happened. I mean, yeah.
I just go straight.
Right hammered. Right hammered.
Straight cranberry juice.
There's a lot of orange juice in that.
Joe Murray has the headlines here, and then we'll talk about some of the other sporting events that are at risk for having no spectators at them. Based on the coronavirus, that's coming up next.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
Joe just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Earlier we were talking about LeBron James, how he said he wouldn't play. There are no fans there.
What the hell are Beatles symptoms? Like, he's not...
What?
Like, Beatles symptoms. Like, he don't have corona, right?
I don't think so.
No, he's got something else. So earlier, got something, right? On Woj?
Yeah. We're talking about LeBron and how he said he wouldn't play, and we were asking, is that really going to be a thing? Are they going to take it to the level where the NBA just starts playing games with nobody there? Adrian Wojnarowski reporting with at Zach Lowe NBA. The NBA has set a conference call with team owners / governors for Wednesday afternoon to discuss the escalating coronavirus crisis and next steps for teams. League sources tell ESPN.
It's happening. They're getting everyone ready, right?
Well, put it this way.
Why put that public?
If the news does not change for the better between now and Wednesday afternoon, right? If the number of cases continues to increase, the number of confirmed cases continues to increase.
New York has more than California, which is crazy now.
Yeah, the number of schools and the number of self-quarantines and the number of companies pulling out of big events or the number of big events that are just shutting down like South by Southwest.
Yeah, yeah.
If that storyline escalates, then by Wednesday afternoon, I believe the NBA will get on this conference call and say, okay, no more fans until this thing is going the other direction.
So will Grandy and Max sit up in the corner by themselves in the middle of the arena?
Well, they'll be allowed to move down finally
like
closer.
It'll sound like the old 15-10 days.
Whoa.
Legit. Just real quick, Thursday night is Celtics Bucks.
Oh,
so
no.
So imagine a Celtics Bucks game on TNT, nobody in the stands. I actually would tune in to watch.
Oh, yeah, just for the novelty.
Yeah.
Like the ratings have been down this year, so maybe that's something they're talking about.
Did you feel like you were watching a Big East tournament game when you're watching Celtics and.
Yesterday, yeah.
Like the Orange, like I felt like I was watching a Syracuse Louisville game.
Yeah.
And Louisville was wearing all black. I'm okay with the black uniforms. I talked to Hardy about this on the way. Like, I'm a uniform nut. Like, I like the classics. You've got one of the best all-white Boston or Celtic uniforms where in the Celtic green and white. Like, don't ever vary from that. I hate the – I can't stand the other one. The whatever that is, lime green or whatever. Green. It's just – nah, then the material – Give me the classics. Give me the Laker classic. Give me that. Give me the Knicks. Give me Patrick Ewing and his knee pads and his socks up to his calves halfway. Give me that.
I tell you, how do they schedule a conference call for Wednesday and say, like, we're going to have to discuss this, and if the news gets worse between now and then, what's to discuss?
You know what? Really, between now and Wednesday, it's going to get so much better on the coronavirus. Gee, what is the arc on this thing, and how is it trending?
Yes.
Right?
Joe in Templeton, what are your thoughts on this, Joe? Joe!
All good stuff. Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, one.
I'm just curious about the, you know, if the league, even just starting with the NBA, has the right to sit there and tell people, you know, if you're going to refuse to play because there's no people in the stadiums, if they have a right to tell them not, we're not paying you for the game then.
It's a good question.
Yeah, and in a case like this, it probably comes down to a player's personal contract and a CBA and all that other stuff. There are a lot of things at work there. But my question as a player would be this. Are you saying it's so unsafe that we can't have other people here in the building?
Totally.
But you still want me to run up and down the court and bump into guys who are sweating and breathing and spitting all over me, but that's okay? What are we talking about
here?
Let me
ask you a question. Okay, Warrior Ice Arena is gorgeous. Like, that whole new Bruins facility is awesome down there.
Yep.
Do you enjoy sitting for 4 hours in the cold to do your radio show?
I do not.
We are broadcast partners with the team. We're the flagship station. We have agreement to be there on Thursday at home games, and we are told to go down there, and we do our show from there because that's what we're told to do. That is in our contract. We work where we're told to work. If there's ever a, say, Marathon Monday that is sold or Red Sox home opener that is sold to a local establishment through one of our beer partners or clients, we go do the show there.
Well,
because that's what we're told to do.
Because that's, I think that's part of your employment agreement. I don't think the players have a leg to stand on if they say, I don't want to play if there's no fans there. So what?
See, I know Murray said he's a gamer and like LeBron's going to play. I think it's going to be like gun to the head. You're going to play because your contract tells you to play.
Well, if they don't play, they could withhold money. They could do a lot of things. But if they expect to sit out and the team wants them to play and say, we're not going to pay you if you don't play, what's the player's recourse on that?
Correct.
How would they have any? And how long does it last? You know, these people going into quarantine, how long could this conceivably go for? You know, we hear about these self-quarantine things, and it happened with one of our own here on Friday. Thug was told to go home, go inside the house, but then schools are going to be open on Monday. What? Does anybody know what they're doing with this thing?
Why is it closed Friday? It's going to be open Monday. What am I going to do when Felger walks upstairs today?
Sit inside for the rest of Friday and maybe some of the weekend. Why? What's that going to accomplish?
Do you know what probably happened to Felger all weekend? Like, can you imagine what's going through Felger's brain over the weekend?
Well, I'm sure he's going to have some thoughts on this. But I guess my main thought as a player would be, how can this be safe for any of us? You're telling me you can't allow people in here because of this spreading illness all over the place. These NBA teams aren't all getting tested. Hell, there's only been 1,300 tests nationwide given out for coronavirus. They're not testing people for it. They don't really know. They don't know if you have it.
My brother-in-law lives in Wellesley. My kid slept over at his house last weekend. His middle schooler, he was in Felger's case. He had to go pick them up because they shut the school down. So is my kid exposed? Am I exposed? Like, that's what you start thinking about.
At what point do you stop it?
Right. We just say, you know what? We're going to go live our lives and just do what we do and wash our hands and not lick your fingers.
Damn coronavirus.
Just pretend you're not eating a Popeye's chicken sandwich to where every last morsel and every last bite and that crumb or that edge of a pickle or that mayonnaise is there on your thumb. And Murray, you're salivating right now, staring at me. Are you more Chick-fil-A or a Popeye's? And not that we prefer either.
I'm probably a Popeye's guy.
Popeye's, the way the bag they put it in?
Yeah.
And the brioche bun?
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. You just talk about licking fingers like Doritos, chips.
Think about a bucket of chicken.
Like, I love buckets of chicken.
Who doesn't?
I can eat a 20 piece right now. I wear the bucket on my head after I eat it sometimes.
But think about it, like your chicken nuggets you're dipping, or you go out, french fries and ketchup, and everybody's grabbing the same ketchup bottle, but it's an unstoppable rebel force.
Other people put an empty bottle of Jaeger up on their shelf. Joe Murray puts the empty KFC bucket up there. Yep, another soldier. Yeah.
You laugh. You've been out with a bunch of buddies, say this St. Patrick's Day party coming up, this parade. Like, you don't think you're sharing, like, drinking out of the same glass or all
keg
that?
Stands, yeah.
It's crazy.
As always, things could be worse.
It's totally crazy.
You could have been a parishioner. You could have been someone in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Who went to church. A D.C. priest has coronavirus. He offered communion and shook hands with more than 500 worshipers last week. And on February 24th, all worshipers who visited his church, the Christ Church in Georgetown, must self-quarantine. And church is canceled for the first time since the 1800s.
I bet communion was good that day.
I, I think it's inappropriate, Tom, for you to play the parodies.
How about Lenny's been stopped to talk?
I don't know.
I think he was kidding.
I know you didn't make them, but you're the one playing them. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Do you have Baby It's Cold Outside in there?
No. 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 Nope. Today's takeaways coming up next.
Thank goodness.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Don't forget, set up a consultation today. They have 6 locations. Give them a call or just go to awaken180weightloss.com.
All right. Beatle out today. So no. Zoe and I have been here with Joe Murray. A fantastic job. Gambling always gets brought up when Joe Murray is here. It is inevitable.
I like to roll the dice a little.
Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, constantly feuding with RJ Bell in Las Vegas.
Ooh, we got to bring that up.
Just quickly, I have nothing to do with that.
You have everything to do with it.
I think your partner
friend does.
Yes, he does. But I've never said ever. Hey, if he wants to talk about me, a guy I'd never met, one of the biggest guys in sports media, in sports betting, wants to talk about me?
Add your back.
Go ahead.
Add your back. Thank you. I think it's all good love. I mean, I think RJ's a little scrapper. Like, I saw him at the Super Bowl. Like, when you do these shows with guys and you hear their voice, and all of a sudden you see them in person, and RJ's lost a ton of weight.
Well, I just want to tell you, that happens to me a lot. People say stuff, and then they meet me in person. I'm a nice, I'm a good guy. But when you see me in person, it's like, I'm sorry, Joe.
I saw you on court. I almost licked your forehead when I was walking.
Right.
Yeah.
No one says anything to Joe in person once they see him. Oh, my God. So sorry.
Look at you just sitting there.
But,
I am just sitting there.
The talk did turn to betting of a very specific nature.
Hey, listen, people can say whatever they want about LeBron. I think he's a gamer and he'd be out there. He's just saying this to rally the players.
Would you bet the game? Would you touch the game?
Absolutely. Jesus. I'd bet on babies crawling at halftime. Or if
what makes you bet on a baby? Say the baby. Which baby would be
The one that poops last. Size? It's just like dog racing. The one that poops last is the one that you bet on. They're lighter.
The one that's got the stronger arms.
See, that's just what I disagree. When you go and you buy a puppy, and you see the one puppy that ate pretty much a whole bone. Like, our first dog we bought, Boomer, he was an American Bulldog. We went up to New Hampshire to his breeder. And he's basically can't put his feet on the ground because he ate so much and the stomach's extended.
Yeah.
You're thinking, okay, there we go. We're going to take that one. We're going to get the laziest of the dog. Everybody else, all the other dogs are up on the edge. I want the subdued one. I wanted Yellow Dog from Funny Farm.
The flea-bitten bag of bones.
Nope. I wanted Yellow Dog, the lazy one from Funny Farm, where he had to move the tail or it was going to catch on fire. He was the most hyper puppy, and he chewed through door jams.
So that was a conversation.
Honest to God, everything happened there.
About the lines in games and how they would be affected by having no crowd there.
Nobody goes to a puppy mill. And once the puppy that's climbing up on the field.
Here we are again.
Take me.
Yep, much faster this time.
Give me the kid in the back laying on the bed back here. I want that kid.
I go out for all the fights with my friends, and we don't know who the guys are
on
the undercards.
What kind of fights?
Like boxing, UFC, whatever. We bet on 2 guys fighting in the parking lot at Hooters a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Did you win?
Were
there odds?
It was a draw.
Were there odds?
Yeah, there were.
I went down a wormhole yesterday watching some UFC videos. Mm. Some badass dude. I don't know his name.
But... Kimbo Slice.
Nope, not him.
Okay.
But yeah, if there's 2 raindrops on a window and they're racing to the bottom.
We'll do some action.
So you're essentially Kramer betting on flight arrivals.
Do you use rain X on your windshield?
We've done that before.
On your windshield?
No.
You ever tried?
No.
But we have tried. You'll never turn your windshield wipers on.
I always use my windshield. Get that.
Never need rain. Put rain X on that thing. You don't need wipers.
Oh yeah, I've bet on some pretty outrageous things in my day.
What's the craziest thing you ever bet on?
I have bet on will somebody crap on a car windshield, and it happened at a Poison concert and it worked.
Well. Just randomly,
that was more
or
you won't bet on the, you won't crap on that.
That sounds like a dare. That's a dare.
You know what the craziest thing was? Okay, so Patriots Super Bowl 2001. We go in the bathroom, and Jerome Bettis they're playing craps in the bathroom, and rolling, and everybody's in line, and he starts taking bets. I'm like, I don't even know how to bet craps or none of that. I said, here's $50, bet something. And I won.
Wow.
And they paid me out. I said, you're the bus. This is great.
Well, as crazy as that bet may have been, not as crazy as one of the reports you laid on us today. And Joe is over there breaking news. He's sourcing stories. He is a reporter of the highest order, and he had this for us today.
What'd you invent? What'd you create out of thin air?
I've created plenty of
He's the gambling fan.
Yeah, he's about. He's about to create a story right now. Go ahead. Come forth with your creation,
all right,
Murray.
So today it was announced that Dublin will be canceling its St. Patrick's Day event. Okay. In 1 week from tomorrow, will be. I don't know when they do the St. Patrick's. Will it be Sunday of the St. Patrick's Day? St. Patrick's Day is a week
17th,
from tomorrow.
The 17th.
A hell of a tease.
So I don't know
far.
If they're going to have the parade that day.
My mother's birthday is the 16th. I always remember that.
Will they cancel the St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston? Stone Cold?
Stone Cold, 316.
I can't understand.
Hey, the story's out there.
What's the story?
The story is from the Boston Globe.
What is the story?
Will Boston cancel the St. Patrick's Day parade?
Not a story. That's a question.
Not a chance.
It's out there. It's on the Boston Globe website. Sources. It's there. Okay. I ran across the street. I talked to somebody across the street that came in here. That's how it all happened.
Okay. No. You said that you had a story. You said that you had some breaking news.
PCI?
No. No, you're right. I saw a story about Dublin, and I made my own story. I made my own story up, but somehow the Globe got to it.
And let's break that down a little bit more. You made it up.
That's what we do here in radio, right?
Well,
you've never done that before?
I don't know that I teased something as an actual report or a story and said,
hey. Johnny Dragoza Bjorn.
They might cancel something else. Huh? Scoop.
Hey, it's out there on the Boston Globe site right now. Sources.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're considering the cancellation of a lot of things. I'm happy to see Felger walking back into the building. I don't know where it stops, you know, honestly.
It stops right here.
They're having the meeting on Wednesday. The NBA is going to have a call with teams. They're going to discuss how things operate going forward. It is my belief that if the news cycle does not start turning the other way between now and Wednesday afternoon, that phone call with teams from the NBA league office is going to take the tone of we're going to start holding games and we're going to start playing games without fans in the arena. That's what it's going to be about. Otherwise, why schedule the call? Why even talk about it? They've already floated it out there. The news was not any better this morning than it was yesterday or the day before. So what happens by Wednesday afternoon? Do you know how bad that is for you, by the way, what's doing right now?
What's that? It's alcohol.
Taking that disinfectant and rubbing it all over your body.
Do you know that is the cleanest I've been all
day?
And
do you know that does nothing for you?
Why not?
Well, are you going to go home and lick your own armpit? Don't answer.
No, dog's home. Felger and Mass.
Thank you.
Just I don't see Mass yet.
They're here. Everybody's
Mass is
here.
Usually here by 9:30.
Everyone's here. Felger and Mass coming up next. Maybe Beatles back tomorrow. We'll find out then. Goodbye.
Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.